So we're going to start by talking about how we got here, how the Do Not Hire Registry came to be. So we'll go to the next slide, which talks about how House Bill 3 last legislative session set up the Do Not Hire Registry. Now, this was intended to block a loophole that had developed in the law where uncertified people could continue to work and continue to change school districts even when they were known by a school district to have committed abuse or had an inappropriate relationship with a student, because there was nowhere for the public to see that they had been identified as someone doing this, and there was no way for the school districts to report to TEA that this information happened. There was no interface like that. So the intention here was to create a public-facing database that would allow school districts in making hiring decisions to see what other educators had done and to create an opportunity to see if somebody was under investigation so that, as the legislature likes to say, there wouldn't be any more passing of the trash. Next slide, please, David. So the Do Not Hire Registry is what was created, and it is basically an online database that shows you everyone who is legally ineligible to work as a teacher in a school in Texas, a public school, because they have committed some sort of inappropriate conduct with a student, either abuse or criminal actions or an inappropriate relationship of some sort. Next slide, please, David. So who's on the registry? There's essentially three categories of folks who end up on the registry. The first category and people who got on there first were people who have been revoked by the SBEC for having abused a student or had an inappropriate relationship with a student or committed a crime with a student. We went back through our records and tried to locate everyone who had been revoked in those capacities and got them on the registry. And then going forward, anyone who gets revoked for any of those things goes on to the registry. Anyone who voluntarily surrenders for one of those actions goes on to the registry because that's a form of revocation. So that's the first population that went on to the registry. The second group that goes on are people who are non-certified folks who the Commissioner of Education finds, with his new powers bestowed by House Bill 3, to have abused a student or minor or had an inappropriate relationship. So those are folks who are now going through the SOA process, getting orders from the commissioner signed, putting them on the registry subsequent to the bill becoming effective in 2019. And the last category of people who are on the registry are people who are identified through the fingerprint background check process as having committed a crime that causes them to have to go onto the registry, either being a sex offender or committing the type of crime that is required to be on the registry. So that can either be at the initial background check or at a subsequent report from DPS that tells us about subsequent criminal activity.
So now some guidance along what this means for public schools. We've been providing this guidance for about a year now, and so we would hope that all schools have taken actions towards these steps. I'm going to start with the second one because it really comes first in the sequence, the hiring process. Schools are going to want to check the registry before hiring employees. If somebody is on the registry, then by law, you must refuse to hire them. And if you currently have an employee who's on the registry, you must terminate them from employment. Going forward, we want schools to create a procedure for periodically checking all employees against the registry. Many districts did that once the registry was launched a year ago. And you do that merely by uploading your school's employee roster into the registry search application, and it provides results. We also have districts need to be creating a procedure about how to identify and flag non-certified employees for investigation, similar to how they do that already for SBEC certified employees. The law states that TEA should periodically review school district records to verify compliance. At this point, probably the best way, the most efficient way to do that, to make sure that we are getting a good view of everything that's out there, is to compare our registry records against the PEAMS employment records. The most recent, the FY21 PEAMS data set has just been finalized. So we'll be going into that process pretty soon about just taking the database and running it against the PEAMS employment database, and then reaching out to districts to let them know if there are any employees that we believe that are currently employed that are also on the registry, providing them the opportunity to come into compliance. And the word of caution, obviously, non-compliance is a violation of a charter, and then also potential termination of district of innovation status. I want to talk a little bit about the outcomes from 19 and 20. In terms of the reports received against this is our first phase of the work that we do, the workflow we do in investigations. Altogether, we received approximately 26,000 criminal history hits and reports last year. And I'll provide some more specifics around that. But that was made up of reports we received from CPS, from an outside national clearinghouse, public complaints, and then superintendent reports, which you'll hear more about later. But the lion's share of that was from criminal history hits. Now, as Laura said, that we were required to review subsequent hits on non-certified employees and certified employees for the purposes of the registry. That was not true for non-certified employees prior to House Bill 3 being passed. So what we had to do was we had to catch up from everybody who had been presented since the beginning of time, essentially, 2007, when fingerprinting started, and make sure that we reviewed all of the subsequent hits to become current. We did that. We don't anticipate to see, obviously, the large volume going forward. There is certainly quite a few coming in going forward, but we won't see the large number that you see there on the screen.